This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome to another episode of Ask Ready or Not. I am Loz and I'm here to answer your questions about how to make work work. Okay, so we are in the depths for most people of school holidays. And if you are someone like me who occasionally has to work from home with a toddler, here is what actually works, not just the Instagram cool girl version. So if you've ever thought, I'll get so much done working from home today, only to be interrupted every, I'd say, 3.5 seconds by a tiny human demanding snacks, attention, or most likely Bluey or Peppa Pig on repeat, welcome to the club. Working from home with a toddler is not, I can absolutely guarantee, like one of those Pinterest-worthy setups where the mum is in a spotless office sipping a latte while her child plays peacefully with wooden toys. I mean, the wooden toys, there's not a chance. Plastic, sadly, is just where it's at. Let's be real, it's absolute chaos or mayhem, but it is possible to make work work when you've got a kid at home. And today I'm going to give you the zero fluff, real life tested hacks to help you get work actually done, not just answer emails while wrestling a tantrum, avoid burnout, and keep your toddler entertained without feeling guilty. So if you've ever felt stressed, overwhelmed, or just flat out exhausted trying to juggle work and a little one at home, this episode is for you. Let's dive in. I'm going to start with lowering your expectations, and I genuinely mean this. First things first, your productivity is going to look different. So a study from University of Michigan found that parents working from home with kids under 5 lose an average of 3 hours of productive work time per day. And honestly, so let's reframe what your day is going to look like. Did you get 3 things done today? If so, that's a win. Did you respond to the most important emails? Also a win if you did this. Did you keep a tiny human alive? In my books, it's a bloody big win. Write down 1 to 3 realistic priorities for the day. If you finish those, you are ahead. I would also say transparency is the best option. Be honest with your manager about what's going on at home. I mean, these are the realities of life. We've lived through COVID. We know it can be done, but it is a challenge. Step 2, master the work block system. So instead of trying to work all day with constant interruptions, use dedicated work blocks. Here's what this could look like. Block number 1 is early morning, so before they wake up. If your toddler sleeps until 6:30 a.m., that's probably kind of where we're at. Can you wake up at 6 and get half an hour of deep work in before they wake up? This is your golden time for focused work. Use it wisely. Unfortunately, if your kid wakes up at 5 a.m., I mean, no one's getting up at 4, so just scrap that completely. Block number 2 is independent play. So usually 30 to 60 minutes. Can you set up a sensory bin, stickers, even strategic screen time? My pro tip would be save their favorite activity only for when you need to work. Do not lay out all the toys at once. This is a rookie error. Hide some toys. Block number 3, nap time if they still nap. Even if they don't, if they still have quiet time, which is in the middle of the day for most, plan your most important work during this time. So avoid scrolling on Instagram. Future you is going to be mad. And block number 4, post bedtime catch up. So this is optional, but a lot of us have to do it. If needed, do a quick power hour after they're asleep. I would set boundaries. I mean, you can't be working all night, but your goal should be instead of fighting for one long uninterrupted day, work in focus sprints and block your calendar accordingly. Next up, toddler entertainment strategies that actually work. I have trialed and tested these. Let's talk about keeping your toddler occupied without resorting to all-day screens, which is also an option for many. Nothing wrong with that. So, number 1, the rotating toy trick. Do not give them access to all of their toys at once. This means even all the toys they've got, hide some. Hide half would be my recommendation, then rotate them. So it makes the old toys feel a bit new. The work together method is another good one. So give them a work activity while you work. So it could be stickers, coloring in, Play-Doh. I mean, we all hate Play-Doh, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Or even a pretend laptop that you can buy yourself some time with. So give them a task. My personal favorite is this mystery box hack. I have filled on many occasions a small box with random household items. I'm not even joking you, like spoons, ribbons, an old wallet, credit cards, anything that is going to give them something new and fascinating. And often I try to make it somewhat grown up. which you only give to them during work time. It works like magic. It is so good. You do not have to go buy a heap of stuff at the $2 shop. You can if you want, but random household stuff, like even cords, I mean, obviously not ones that they can plug in, but like a phone charger and a pretend phone, work an absolute treat. The timer game is another good one. Doesn't work as well for my children, but for some kids it works a treat. So you could say, mummy needs to work for 10 minutes. Can you play quietly until this timer goes off? So they get to see the timer, they get to watch a countdown, etc. And then you obviously give a reward after. So even if it's like a little dance party, a little lolly, a chocolate, some screen time, whatever that might look like for you. And number five is the yes space. So I, in the past, have set up a fully safe enclosed area where they can play without needing constant supervision. Does this mean baby gates? Occasionally, yes. Does this mean a room where you close the door, like their bedroom, and you put a whole bunch of toys on the floor? Also, yes. Could this be an area of the kitchen that you kind of block off with playmats? I've also done before and said, this is your space, like with the playmats around it. Do they come off that space? Yeah, occasionally, but they're normally pretty good. The goal within this space is fewer interruptions for you, and it's a place where they can play that's like a dedicated area and have a bit of fun. Your goal should be to find one or two of these activities that work for your kid. They do not all work for my child. The timer game doesn't work for my kids, but the mystery box one is an absolute game changer. Strongly recommend. Step number four, embrace strategic screen time. Let's be honest, sometimes you just need a screen. Yeah, I would say the key is to use them strategically. So best times for screen times are during important work calls, when you need a deep focus, as a reward for independent play. Pick one to two shows that are engaging but not overstimulating. Great options, in my opinion, Bluey, Daniel Tiger, Storybots. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Cocomelon, let's be real, Miss Rachel. Whatever it is, it's going to float your kid's boat. Go for it. This is not the time to feel guilty. It's the time to do what's necessary. A 2022 study from the American Academy of Pediatrics also found that quality over quantity matters. So do not beat yourself up if you are not spending the entirety of the day while trying to work with your toddler. 10 minutes of quality time in between your breaks is enough. You are doing enough. The last one. Set realistic boundaries with your work. So I've said this just earlier, but working from home as a mum means you're always on. You feel guilty working, then you feel guilty for not working. It's relentless. If your toddler is at home, tell your work up front and be realistic. Use focus versus available signals. Even wearing headphones can be a cue. Stop working at a set time. I mean, don't let work bleed into bedtime or midnight if you can help it. A Stanford study found that parents who set clear work boundaries reported 30% lower stress levels. It's a big one. So set a clear work start and stop time and try to stick to it. I know it's hard, but you got to have boundaries somewhere. If you take just one thing from this episode, let it be this. Working from home with a toddler, it isn't easy, but you can make it work. And many people do. And the realities are that school holidays are a slog. They're long. There's like 14 weeks of them a year. Your annual leave and your sick leave are not going to cover that. So you are going to find yourself in this boat at some stage. Adjust your expectations, find a routine that fits and let go of the guilt. And I think being the perfectionist or being the clean freak that I am, you just got to accept that Sunday's going to be messy and that's okay. Clean up at the end of the day. Don't constantly tidy up the mess. It is going to drive you absolutely bonkers. Set an area where you can have that mess. Try one of these strategies this week, see if it helps and DM me. I want to hear if it works for you, particularly the mystery box. Like, I know this isn't rocket science, but it's actually really worked for me and I was surprised at how easy it is. You are doing better than you think. If you have found this helpful, send it to a fellow mum who is also drowning in work from home toddler chaos. And don't forget to subscribe, leave us a positive review. And if you have any questions, please submit them. See you next week on Ask Ready or Not.